On the surface, it seemed to be a ludicrous project. A man with no experience building boats was going to cut his own trees, build his own Viking ship, and then sail it from the Great Lakes across the Atlantic to Norway. So what happens when a junior high counselor has such a dream? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
In 1974, Bob Asp, a junior high school counselor, began the dream of a lifetime. He began building a full-scale replica of a Viking ship, which he would sail from the U.S. to Norway, the country from which his family immigrated. The project took 8 years, but Bob was diagnosed with leukemia just before he was set to sail.
It was his dying wish that this would go to Norway, and he was able to complete the ship himself, and he was able to sail it on Lake Superior up in Duluth.
Marcus Krieger shares the story from the Yumcom Center in Moorhead, Minnesota.
He died before the actual voyage, but his family, they promised him that whatever he couldn't finish, they would finish it for him, and they kept their promise. The crew of 13 on the Yumcom voyage in 1982, four of them were his children.
The journey from Duluth to Norway took 72 days, 5 weeks of which were on the Atlantic.
There was this one storm about 500 miles off the coast of Canada. Everybody thought they were going to sink, and there was a big wave that came in, and it cracked the hull of the ship. At the front of the ship, you'd see Igor the Dragon. Well, Viking ships would have dragons back then, and it ripped him off the boat, and he fell backwards and lost one of his horns.
Today, the ship is housed at the Imcom Center with Igor the Dragon. Minus one horn.
Because we have a Viking ship, the Yumcoms, and we also have a full-size replica of a medieval Norwegian church that was another local man's retirement project. We're kind of a international destination.
It's an amazing ship and an amazing story. Listen to the full-length interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.